This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, Israel's prime minister signaled that there will be no let-up in the two-week-old military assault into Lebanon. After meeting with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, Ehud Olmert said that Israel will take the most severe measures against Hezbollah. Today, a UN observer post in southern Lebanon was hit by an Israeli airstrike. 4 UN peacekeepers were killed. Israel says it will investigate. In the conflict, Israel has met fierce resistance from Hezbollah guerrillas. Today, Hezbollah fired another 80 rockets into civilian areas across northern Israel. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from the Israeli-Lebanon border.
Faced with a tough, resilient guerrilla enemy, Israel's powerful high-tech army is adapting. While tanks and armored personnel carriers have led much of the ground fight so far, special forces today headed into Lebanon with a little help from some llamas. Elite infantry made their way through a vineyard toward the border with llamas weighted down with shoulder-fired rockets, ammunition, food, and other gear. Soldier Asaf Oppenheimer says the push into South Lebanon is his first taste of heavy combat. The battle against Hezbollah for two strategically key villages near the border has proved to be nothing like the fighting he's seen in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip.
They are putting up a hell of a fight. They enjoy the fact that they have civilians in their midst, and it's not like a regular army which has a base.
The 20-year-old has been a combat medic for just 8 months. As heavy armored vehicles crawl by, Oppenheimer says from what he's seen firsthand, the only way to defeat or militarily cripple Hezbollah is on the ground.
While the Air Force and artillery does do a lot of good for our forces, it doesn't really take care of most of the underground problems. They simply go underground and they're pretty safe there. They know the area like back of their hand. They can just come out from any hole they already made and hit us. There's nothing the Air Force can do about that.
At a military staging area on the border with outgoing rocket fire shaking the ground, Second Lieutenant Yaki Afria is busy preparing to re-enter ground operations in and around Bin Jebel. Afriyat is with a combat engineering battalion that's been fighting, clearing obstacles, and extracting wounded soldiers from the area. Monday, his unit was called in to help rescue wounded soldiers. He was looking out of his armored personnel carrier when his unit began taking mortar fire and an anti-tank missile struck the vehicle's left rear side.
I was in the vehicle, then we got hit. In the first 1 or 2 seconds, we didn't know if it was a charge or a mine or a rocket. It was a missile, and we started to evacuate the vehicle, and everything went as we practiced.
No one in his company was seriously wounded. Two soldiers nearby were killed in that ground fighting Monday during a similar evacuation attempt. Another soldier was wounded today near Bint Jebel, a Hezbollah stronghold the army says it has surrounded and mostly controls. Hezbollah denies that. Soldiers here say there were sporadic firefights throughout the day. Meanwhile, for Israeli civilians in the north, the Hezbollah rocket fire remains a daily cause for fear, worry, and anger. A teenage girl was killed today when rockets struck a residential area in the largely Arab-Israeli village of Marar. And people are bracing for things to get worse. Today, people in kibbutzim and villages in parts of the north were ordered not just to go into their safe rooms, but to go immediately and stay in the nearest bomb shelter. Israeli forces tonight began shelling and bombing Lebanese villages just north of the border. Eric Westervelt, NPR News on the Israel-Lebanon border.